Hello, thank you so much for downloading our episode. This is John Gora. I hope you listen and you get inspired. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get our episodes each and every week as they drop. Be the first listener and get inspired.
I borrow when I need an asset, and this asset has to pay back this money that I borrowed. I do not pay back debts from my salary. A salary is something that is coming in as a profit of the investment that I've given. What kind of investment did I give? It is my time. Remember, guys, let me tell you, especially those people who are employed. People think that salary is just coming because I did not put my money in it. It is just coming. It is money that is just coming from somewhere else. Remember, you are not investing financially to get your money, to get salary. You are investing your time. And let me tell you, you are poor and you remain poor as long as you are selling your time for money. I think this makes it so, you know, I want to make it so bitter for you to understand what I mean here. You are poor when you are selling your time to get money. Like, you have to work 8 hours or 12 hours, and then at the end of the month, you're paid. And that is the only thing that you depend on. You die poor because you're selling your time. This time, if you can use it well on yourself, you can earn more than what you're selling to this person who is earning extra because of the time you're selling to them. So the moment you're using your money to pay debts that you borrowed to help some other people, imagine what you're doing. You are selling your time to somebody, this person pays you salary, and then you use your salary to pay debts that you borrowed as a liability, not an asset, because you borrowed to help your friends. Financial literacy without going to school. You do not need to go to school to understand how to manage your finances. You just need to be wise enough and look at some simple things in terms of how you manage your money, and then you can control the flow in and out of your pocket. Listen, people, do not look at your salary as if, you know, some people think that, you know, I don't want to do business because, you know, business, there is risk of losing and blah, blah, blah. I just want to get employed. And now you think that you're not investing. My friend, a business person invests money, right? He invests his money into that business. Money, he can even go somewhere else and get it and replace if he loses. But you, with your salary, you are investing your time. And time, you can never, ever go back and reverse that time. People who are salaried, be very careful. Do not become the society equalizer that you want to equalize everyone in the society with your salary. You will die poor. That's why a lot of people who are earning a lot of money from salary live a very difficult life, a life of hand to mouth, not because they don't have enough money, but because they think their salary, okay, is something that they're not investing money in it, but they're investing their time. This time that you're investing, somebody who has invested in a little business and is earning some little money is saving more than you are saving, yet you are earning more than them just because your money is coming from salary. The moment that money comes, like if you are a Kenyan, NHIF, they will deduct, NSS, is it called NSSF? They will deduct, I don't know which insurance, I don't know. They will deduct this money, the money that is remaining in your hand. Again, you have to deduct by yourself to pay the debts. The moment you learn what is your means, standard of living financially, you will not misuse your money.
Thank you so much for choosing One Tap Podcast and listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over. One Talk, the world unites.